We do make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And Psalm 95, we say responsively, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise.
For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods.
In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also.
The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Indeed, our Heavenly Father has called us to be his people. He has led us to green pastures and still waters. Yet there have been times when we have treated our fellow sheep with disdain, when we have wandered away from our shepherd. But our good shepherd does not abandon us. We now confess our sins before him and one another. We take a few moments for silent reflection. We pray. Heavenly Father, we confess that we have wandered away from you. We confess that we have acted shamefully toward our brothers and sisters in Christ. We have sinned in our thoughts, words, and actions. We have failed by our inactivity. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, O Lord, that we may follow you to the green pastures and still waters of everlasting life. Our Heavenly Father has heard your confession and sent his only Son, Jesus, to be our good shepherd. Jesus searches for each one of his sheep. He brings back those who have strayed. He binds up the injured. He even lays down his own life for the sheep. By Christ's death and resurrection, God forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the shepherd and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. We are sought by our shepherd. We are forgiven in Christ.